Step back for a minute and take a quick 30,000 foot view of your life. Take it all in for a bit. Work, life, friends, family, free time, how you spend your money, how you give, how you pray, how you treat others. Would you say you are in the center of God's will? Can you know if you are? What does the Bible say? One of my favorite verses happens to give us direction in this area. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Key words in that scripture are in all your ways, submit to Him. Often though, isn't that what we don't do? We want God's will to align with our will. My way, my truth. That's not how God designed it. God wants us to know His will and walk in it. He makes so much of it crystal clear all throughout Scripture, from the Ten Commandments and the law in the Old Testament to Jesus coming to fulfill the law, but then even taking it deeper to the heart with the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. Not only do not murder, but do not even hold anger in your heart for a brother or sister. Don't commit adultery, but also don't even look at someone with lust in your heart. Love your enemies, give to the needy, pray, forgive, and don't worry are all a part of God's way to walk in this life. See how quickly we all fall short. Still, we justify so much based on how we feel, and then with itching ears, we search for some other truth or some other gospel to align our will with. In doing so, we lean on our own understanding of what we think is best for our life. When it comes to being in the center of God's will, if I look to anything other than the Bible for truth and direction for every aspect of my life, then I may be at the center of my will, but not God's. Being in the center of God's will doesn't mean life is without pain or suffering, but it does mean I know who I am, why I was created, and what my purpose is. That's the beautiful thing about knowing God's will. I can't help but picture the potter and the clay. When a potter wants to create something out of clay, the very first step is centering the clay on the potter's wheel. I've watched someone do this, and at a marriage retreat, I actually tried to do this, and it is not easy. If the clay is not centered on the wheel, you will never create anything. It simply won't work. And there are a lot of reasons why clay can't be centered. The clay can be too hard, it may not have enough water on it, or it may have too much water on it. The clay may not have been wedged properly, which means it doesn't have a uniform consistency throughout. Air pockets, pushing too hard, the wheel is moving too slow, are all reasons the clay can't be centered. When the clay cannot be centered as a result of any or all of those reasons, the entire wheel is off balance, and any vessel you try to create will be unstable and ultimately will break down. We are the clay. God is the potter. When we submit our way to His, we are easily centered and molded into who He wants us to be. Through that process, our life takes shape, our path is clear, and we live out our purpose as we trust and walk in obedience to the one who created us. That's the truth. Think again about that 30,000 foot view of your life. If you're seeing yourself more at the center of your will than God's will, maybe it's time to recenter your heart and life on the potter's wheel. That's the beauty of clay. It can always be made into something new. I'm Lori Klein.